Class 1A District Quarterfinal Basketball Game. Final score, South O'Brien 55, Storm Lake St. Mary's 39. Panther head coach Nick Landgraf with me in the postgame. First of all, Coach, never easy to talk after a loss, a season-ending loss especially. Thank you for coming up. Your team left it on the floor. They played hard. I give you all the credits.
Absolutely. You know, hats off to South O'Brien, first of all. You know, they got a heck of a program when you lose three teams all season long and two of them being ranked opponents. You dang well know we're going against a tough ball club tonight. And that 2-3 zone was tough to crack. Those guards are real aggressive out top. They did a great job taking our post entries away, and I was very pleased with our guys, even with South O'Brien's defense. We battled and made it a ball game. And, you know, it was a one-point game there late in the third. Have a potential shot to go ahead, end up turning it over, give up a three-point play right before end of the quarter. And two backs breaking threes there early in the third and middle of the third that put the game out of reach
of the fourth. Yeah, Jackson Lusher. Coach, they end up outscoring us in the fourth, 20-8, because of those two threes by Lusher. He had 9 points in that fourth quarter. Let's break it down a little more. 4 minutes into the game, you look at the scoreboard, it's 2-0 South O'Brien, 8-4 Wolverines at the end of the first.
Well, and we talked about just taking Brasser out of the game. They get the ball high post, and he just does a lot of good things from there, whether it's creating for himself or finding Lusher in the short corner areas working, and guards did a great job getting underneath that. If he had the ball, he didn't have angles to go. And then later, you know, in the first and then the second quarter, guards starting to get a little more aggressive, trying to get a reversal pass, and we started leaving Brasser open a bit. And they did a good job getting it inside, and they have an action where they, when he's got that ball side elbow, they got an action where they like running that short corner guy from that strong side short corner weak and just slipping behind the defender, and we did a pretty good job covering that up overall. But the thing that killed us tonight, that South O'Brien mid-range jumper was their bread and butter. I mean, that's the shot that we wanted to give them, and to their credit, they were very consistent hitting that tonight.
They had a few offensive rebounds too. They had some second chance opportunities in this game, and it was 26-18 at the half. Great third quarter by your guys. You talked about the comeback. Had it to one. Fourth quarter, you know, they made some plays. And as you said, a very, very good basketball team. And each time a season ends, Coach, you got to say goodbye to some seniors on your team, and a great group again this year.
Yeah, and you look at the four seniors we lose. They've come a long ways. You know, Will Hurd is a freshman. We couldn't hardly have him on the floor at the JV level, and he's just made tremendous strides year in, year out, and really put in a lot of time this offseason. I think it showed for what he did defensively, even really starting to come around with a more of an offensive game. Tanner Snyder, you know, very passive when he started, and you look at his go-to move, he loved attacking that baseline and just does a great job with that. Cale Murray's been with the program 3 years. Was a great defensive guy for us over the course of the season. And Guillermo Osegueda went out for the first time as a junior and just really developed over the last 2 years as well.